Complex. It's the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show. Call now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
We are presented by the beautiful Palatial Omni Nashville Hotel. This is the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show. Good morning. I'm John Burton. He's Crazy Charlie.
My mic's on. You dummy producer.
Yeah. He forgot to turn your own mic on.
I'm playing around with microphone buttons.
Welcome in, everybody, on a Wednesday. Greg Pogue not here today. Now, listen, Greg, you know, he was coughing a little bit, sneezing a little bit. We didn't know what was going on. So, as the saying goes, out of an abundance of caution, we all collectively decided that Greg was going to, you know, just be home for a couple days, make sure he's okay. That's where we are with that.
Squeezing in a couple extra days of vacation,
right?
I think before the end of the show, I'm going to lay out a sneeze or two as well,
I think we all need to do that.
No, but so. John just said it best, and that phrase will fit appropriately to this show and this shift for the next couple of days. Simply out of an abundance of caution, John Burton from News Channel 5 and myself that runs the entire morning shift right here. If we have anything going on, you know, I'm going to go ahead and tell my people to take a couple days off and make sure that they're okay before coming back in. If we can get some remote gear out to Greg Pogue, Jason at Smyrna is the only person that knows where Greg lives. So, Jason, you might have to deliver that to Greg. But if we can get some tech gear, because as you know, throughout the entirety of this pandemic, we've had most of our shows broadcasting from satellite locations, mostly their own homes. We have our equipment distributed throughout the staff, and so we're going to make our effort to get Greg Pogue some equipment later today. And once his little coffin fit clears up and he's ready to get back in studio, we'll get him back in studio. But if we can get him the gear, we'll have him back on the air maybe as soon as tomorrow morning. But we hope that thing clears up as quick as possible. And anybody else dealing with those type things, man, we hope you're all right out there.
Yeah, don't chance it. You know, if you're feeling under the weather, you know, err on the side of extreme caution, right? That's our best advice.
I think that's a safe way to say it, a very catch-all. Just, you know, let's be cautious. John, we talked about it like last week. Ever since Nick Saban came out and announced that he was positive, you know, I kind of, that moment caught me a little bit. And I've been a little more diligent. As you might have noticed, you came in this morning and I told you my 11-point plan for how I had disinfected the entire
facility. Smelled like a hospital in here when I walked in.
I've been in a few of those. Just being more diligent myself, washing my hands more, using more hand sanitizer. I think as the summer went along, like many people out there, I started to feel a little bit more sense of security, a little bit better about things. And maybe that wasn't the way to go, because I'll just go ahead and say it. If people in positions like Nick Saban and like the President of the United States can get coronavirus, then any of us schlubs out there in the regular world certainly can. So, again, I've been more diligent, and Greg, I happened to catch him coughing a little bit on the air yesterday towards the end of the show, and we talked yesterday and said, hey, man, why don't you just, till we know, till we're sure, seasonal allergies, it's October, there's a lot going on, we know exactly what it is. John, I'm not going to lie, man, anytime I hear somebody cough now, I just, my head might turn around like the Exorcist, and I don't mean to, I think
that's just where we're
at now.
It's
a snap reaction to being 7 months plus into the scenario that we're in. But, I mean, I'm telling you, I could be at the grocery store and somebody all the way down the other end of the aisle, I'll hear just the slightest little, and I will turn and, like, do they have a mask on? Which way are they going?
I'm telling you,
man. Am I going towards them? I'm out of here. I don't need these things.
That's where we're at now, and that's just the reality of where we're at.
So, let's all be good to each other. Yes. Let's be careful. And JB, let's have a couple hours of good radio here.
Absolutely.
And we'll hope Greg Pogue's back as soon as possible.
Yes. So we wish Greg the best. I want to start with a little
bit. The way you're teasing that. I know. I'm already intrigued.
I've been listening to a lot of
Valenti. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm intrigued already.
I've been listening to a lot of Valenti up in Detroit. And he always is like, I want to start with this. I want to jump right in.
You just did a Valenti crossover with Schmooze.
Yes.
Right there. That was a Schmoozy Valenti.
I mean, what? With the whole thing and the Cowboys and the coaches and the whole thing. I'm thinking about Steelers Titans on Sunday, Charlie, and I'm trying to think, you know, which team, the team that loses this game, where are they going to be at? I think right now, based on how the Titans have played, kind of a high wire act in four of their five wins versus the Steelers, who have been, you know, pretty steady and pretty consistent in how they played, I just get the feeling that the Steelers are going to be okay more if they lose this game more than the Titans would be. Both teams are good. Both teams are going to win. They're going to be playoff teams. Both teams are going to be major contenders in the AFC. But I'm just looking at where the Titans are right now, how they've won four of their first five games, the fact that Lawan's out for the year, the fact that, you know, there's still some key injuries that they have to deal with versus where the Steelers are. I just feel like it's not a loser-leaves-town match by any means. I'm not talking about that. But I just feel like the Steelers could handle this loss a little bit better than the Titans. I don't know if that's making any sense or not. Where are you at with that?
I've got a theory on exactly what you're saying. It's a very curious question, and it's very interesting. And here's what jumps out of my head, first thought, initial reaction on that, JB, is could the Steelers absorb it over the course of a longer season? Yeah, absolutely, they can absorb a loss. The Steelers team is probably going to have a very impressive win-loss record by the end of the season. But when you ask between the Titans and the Steelers, who could absorb a loss this Sunday better?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's the Titans,
okay.
And I'm going to say for the following reason. Looking at the divisions, the Titans can easily handle their business simply with a split against the Colts and continuing on with their business. We expect that they should beat the Jaguars again. They should beat the Texans again. And then if you get the split, you go 5-1 in division. So, when you look at the AFC South, there is legitimately 1.5 teams right now in contention to win the division championship, and that's how you get to the playoffs. When you look at the Steelers division, you have right now the Steelers,
right,
the Ravens, the Browns,
right,
and while the Bengals are not in contention to win the division, as
they're going to be a tough out with Burrow.
You just said it. As Burrow and Higgins get more used to each other, get more comfortable, and that team starts to gel a little bit, they're not going to be contenders. They're going to be ruiners.
They're going to be that team late in the season that you don't want to play. Yeah.
They're going to spoil one of those three teams at the top of the division is going to suffer a very unfortunate, timely loss to Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, probably in some bad weather when Burrow does something incredible. And that's why I say, based on your question posing it this weekend, out of the Titans Steelers, who can absorb the loss and move on better? I think the Titans are set up better to win their division, even if they lose to the Steelers, than the Steelers are. The Steelers need every single win they can get because they're in a very competitive division. And JB, I'm not saying three teams are going to go to the playoffs from that division, because of course by the end they'll beat up on each other,
right,
and it won't work out,
right,
but there are two teams from that division definitely going
without question.
And I can't say
one
that about
the
AFC
division
South
winner. The other one will be probably the top wild card,
and the AFC South is going to get one team in, and it's going to be the division winner.
Mm-hmm.
The AFC East, they might get two.
They might.
I'm not going to sit here and discount and discredit the football being played over there, because it's better than other divisions around the league, at least right now. And New England, I think, is still going to correct some issues.
I still think they're going to win
this
division. Still
be there. Between the Bills, the Patriots, yes, the Dolphins are a fun story for the first part of the season, but why would we say with Tua coming in as the starting quarterback, who did nothing but incredible things, why a healthy Tua coming in, Dolphins already have a winning record? I'm not going to just...
Well, they're 3-3, but they're highly competitive.
I consider that winning,
yeah,
John.
That's
the Dolphins
right there. As a Giants fan, I would love to be 3-3 right now.
So when it comes to the AFC, absorbing that one loss, I think that the team from the South can take it better, because I think that they're going to win the division, because the division is much lighter than the competition the Steelers have to deal with. The Steelers legitimately probably need to be 12-4 in order to win that division, and that's making sure they take care of their head-to-head business, which obviously they just did against Cleveland.
But they haven't played Baltimore yet.
And we've got those two games against Baltimore, one of them coming up after the Titans. Now, the Titans could really put it on the Steelers if the Titans come out and play a big, mauling, physical game. Now, again, Taylor Lewan being out limits what you can do as far as mauling on the offensive line. But you know what I mean, JB. The Titans could legitimately soften the Steelers up for the Ravens. And I think that's one of the things when the games got moved around. I think some of the vitriol from Pittsburgh was that very thing of,
sure,
man, the old black and blue division is going to soften us up just in time for Lamar Jackson. That sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's where we're at, and I think the Titans, based on your question, can absorb it better.
Okay. 615-844-5600. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Detroit joins us early this morning. Dr. D, what's cooking?
Top of the morning. I like y'all's analyzing on the game and so forth. But and it's not a do or die situation with either of these teams, Pittsburgh or Tennessee. But yeah, with my Louisville Cardinal Lamar Action Jackson, it would help for them to beat the Steelers both times this year. But and Crazy Charlie, which you're such a Pertese professional expert. Yeah, I see the Titans winning out against the Texans and the Colts. I don't know. I don't think really the Colts are what they've been, you know, in the last 3 to 5 years. It's just always come out with close games to them. But, I mean, it's going to be a barn buster game. And I do have a happy note to end this. You know, I normally go to Detroit 4 times a year. I've not been once. But I actually called the Mercedes Dome because I'm dying to go down to see that new dome. And they have tickets available. And I think Dr. Detroit's going to be leaving about when the sun comes up Sunday morning to go see my Lions play the Falcons Sunday.
Well, there you go, Dr. D. That should be fun. I've been to that stadium. It is breathtaking. You're going to love it.
I think there's like a friend of mine said there's like a lounge or something where you're looking at the back of the Falcons jerseys. It's like 40 or 60 yards away from where, like, you're having a cocktail. And then he showed me a picture on his phone. I'm like, that's just mesmerizing. I mean, how awesome is that? I mean, having a drink and just being like so close to the bench or so forth. But I'm looking forward to going down there to it. Now, how far away is it from where the Georgia Dome lied? Or is it in the same vicinity?
Pretty much in the same vicinity, right, Charlie?
Dr. D, do you remember the parking garage for the old Georgia Dome?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's where it is.
Yep.
Oh.
It's right next door to where the old building was.
Oh, that's insane. What, did they tear down the Georgia Dome?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think that they may have put up a parking lot. And I was about to say that. I don't know if they did yet, but if they haven't put up a new MARTA stop for the Benz Dome, they need to put up a MARTA stop, yeah, because that whole it was a little confusing before when you go to Falcons games downtown. But yeah, if you got the mass transit going into the Benz Dome, the brand new dome, the all that, you'll be seeing the highest profile sporting events in that dome for the next 20, 25 years. And Dr. D, I'd love to get your analysis of your visit when you get back home.
No, that's I will, guys. Hey, thank you so much, and go Titans. And real quick, this is actually for Crazy Charlie. What with the debacle and the rearrangement and the alignment of schedules from NBA to NHL, when will the next season start? I'll listen off air.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Dean. I'll handle that real quick, JB.
And
we've talked about this a couple of times. As a matter of fact, I think that the NHL and the sport of hockey, and look, it's hard to talk about positives. It's hard to talk about good things in 2020 because we all know what a drag this year has been. Mm-hmm. But for the NHL, being thrown into the void like this, having to reimagine the entirety of the schedule, I think that it's going to work out in the long run more for the NHL than for any of the other sports that have had to go through these things, because the NHL season now is slated, TBD, not official, to begin around January 1st. JB, that looks a lot like a Winter Classic kickoff to the NHL.
Yep.
The
on national
first
TV. Yep.
Event of the National Hockey League mm-hmm. season mm-hmm. on New Year's Day, the outdoor spectacle. You can make it even bigger because you can promote it for months. You can come up with a new concept for it in the future. If that's going to be your opening day event, it could be awarded to the Stanley Cup champion
sure.
city because you'll have months to prepare for it, things like that. But for right now, it looks like the next season is going to begin somewhere around January 1st. Why do I say that that is so beneficial for the NHL? It gets them off of the calendar footprint of college football and the NFL. Listen, those two versions of football are the kings of all of sports, and I love hockey as much as anyone in the universe. But let's be real. And you know you come to me because I give you real analysis.
Absolutely.
And honest opinions.
No filler, no fluff, no
hockey
company line.
Is not now, nor will it ever be, in the Southeastern Conference footprint, bigger than the SEC or bigger than the NFL.
Right.
It is what it is. Learn from that and make adjustments. The adjustment for the NHL, and this will benefit markets like Nashville, like Tampa, like Dallas. You see what I'm saying here?
Yep.
The biggest of the big football markets will not have to fight to divide the fan dollars. Now, the Nashville Predators will not have to worry about competing with Tennessee Titans, home games, home weekends, ticket sales.
Yep.
The Nashville Predators now can say, boys, let's all go to the Titans games. Let's all support the Titans. And then when the calendar flips to January, Titans, we hope you're in the Super Bowl. But if you're not, we'd love you to support us in our calendar moving forward. I think the NHL needs to keep it there forever. Let the world enjoy college football and the NFL, because let's face it, only the most hardcore are tuning into those Saturday night hockey games in October
early
November.
I was just going to say, I love it when people get all wigged out about a loss in like late October.
And JB, let me tell you.
In the NHL, I'm like, what?
The straight shoot is this. I cover the team. I cover the games.
Right.
I host a radio show on it. You want to know how I handle a Saturday night game in early November when college football is in like week 8 in the primes of their schedules?
Mm.
I watch the game on tape delay, usually on Sunday morning before the NFL starts.
Sure.
So even I, who has a hockey show, who gets paid to watch the games, who covers the sport, who's had a lifetime of passion around the game, still records them on Saturday nights to watch on Sunday mornings when it comes to going up against an SEC primetime football game that could be between the number 2 and the number 5 team in the country to determine the college football playoff. I'm sorry. That's more interesting. It's more fascinating. It's way more exciting to me in early November than a game against the Minnesota Wild that starts at 3:30 on a Saturday afternoon.
Exactly.
Again, get it out of the footprint of football, and I think you get more viewers, I think you get better ratings, and I think it just seats naturally. It's a winter sport. Right now, is anybody looking out the window and feeling winter? It's going to be 83 degrees here in Nashville today. There's not a thing about that that feels like hockey season, except that you want it to be.
Right.
But with the weather the way it is, why not bring it back when it's freezing cold?
When it's cold.
When
yeah,
you look out the window and you go, damn, that's hockey weather. I'm going to stay and watch the Preds today. Or, damn, this is hockey weather. I'm going to get downtown, hit my favorite spot at Bar Lines at the Omni, get over to that Preds game, and I'm going to watch the Preds and the Columbus Blue Jackets go at it on a Saturday night. Get out of the way of football. Make your sport better. Get more fans. Grow the sport. Stop fighting. You can't win a fist fight with the NFL.
You sound like Adrian in Rocky IV at the top of the stairs.
Can't win. She was wrong. I'm right, JB. All right. She was wrong. Adrian was wrong.
But at the time, I thought she was right. I was like, he can't beat that Russian guy. She'll kill him.
She broke his confidence, and he ended up brain damaged because of it. Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Do you understand? And then
understand.
Then it came down to Tommy Gunn.
It did. Fighting in the streets. All right. Dodgers take game
one. I divert for 2.5 hours on that topic. You won't stop me.
Hey, I've gotten into heated debates about who would win Clubber Lang versus Apollo Creed.
We've had that fight.
Yeah, we've had that fight
on the air. Man. Technician, you wear him out. 8-9 rounds, and then you watch him just fall down on a knee and take a TKO.
See, no, Clubber cuts the ring off like Tyson. Body blow, body blow, body blow. You beat the body in the head.
Did you see the footwork on Creed? We're talking about in the prime, right?
Yeah.
The prime of their careers.
Yeah.
Creed had better footwork than anyone in the game, man.
I understand
as far as
that.
Being a heavyweight.
But when you're in the corner with a guy just laying haymakers,
never
would have
got
ribs.
Him in the corner. He would have never got him in a corner, man. Dancing, moving, bobbing, weaving, getting out of there.
Your thoughts, 615-844-5600. Dodgers win game one of the World Series. Mookie Betts was amazing last night. Hit a home run, was stealing bases, was just doing everything out there. Great effort by Kershaw. He needed that in a big-time, you know, World Series playoff game.
Oh, so is he a 500 pitcher now in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, he needed that performance. He went 6-plus innings. He pitched great. So, Dodgers up 1-0. Game 2 tonight. Nashville SC, big win last night. 3-0.
Yes.
Over FC Dallas at Nissan Stadium.
A soul-snatching goal.
Let me tell you something. That goal by Rios was amazing. We're going to get into all of that.
Yeah, we got time later for that.
Yeah, we'll get into all of that. But coming up next, we're going to head out to the desert and check in with our guy who gives us all the...
The value plays
the scoop,
and the numbers that pay?
Yeah, yes. Brad Powers joins us next.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website virtualnashvilleflea market.com to get more details. And for more information, visit the website thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast for this morning: sunny but a high of 82, mostly clear tonight, low 60, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 83, and mostly clear tomorrow night, low 64. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network, on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back. Greg Pogue, John Burton Show. John Burton, Crazy Charlie. Hold it down for Greg. Greg was a little under the weather today, so we said, you know what, just take it easy. Find out what it is. Make sure you're good. So he'll be back with us at some point, hopefully. So get well, Greg, if you're listening. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's time to head out to the desert and check in with our sports betting guru and our guy that always has the knowledge on how you can make a little money betting a little sports. The great Brad Powers joins us. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How you doing on this fine Wednesday?
Well, we're okay, man. We're just trying to keep our heads above water. It's a beautiful day here, but, you know, we're just trying to stay healthy and stay safe. How about yourself, man?
Right back at you. Another beautiful day in the desert here. Certainly doing better than I was a couple of nights ago after I bet the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, a lot of people lost their shirts on that. That was a debacle. I mean, my goodness. I mean, you know, I thought just like you, you know, Andy Dalton's a capable quarterback. They can win with him as their starter. I mean, this people don't realize this guy took the Bengals to five straight playoffs, and he didn't win. a single game, single playoff game, but I thought with the weapons that they have that, you know, they'd be fine at least offensively, but that defense is trash.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you talk about line moves and market moves, it was one of the biggest moves of the entire season so far. I mean, Dallas opened about a 3-point underdog. They closed a 1-point favorite. So a lot of money on the Cowboys. I would say, you know, that isn't Joe Public money moving a line like that. And couldn't have been more wrong. And now you have to worry moving forward with some of the rumors coming out of Dallas that there's a little bit of player unrest. I don't think the Cowboys are bettable anytime soon. And to put in perspective, after all the money came in on Dallas last week, now all the money is coming against Dallas this week, where it's a pick'em game against a downright terrible Washington team.
Well, you know what? I was going to ask you about this later. Let's get into it now. Brad Powers joins us. Brad, you know, the NFC East, I'm a Giants fan. I mean, I'm embarrassed. You know, I grew up in the 80s when – you know, this was the best division in football, and there were wars every day, and usually three teams made the playoffs every year. It's absolute garbage. It's embarrassing for me as a fan of the division. Who's the smart money on to win that pile of trash known as the NFC East?
It's going to be in a different sense. It's going to be a war of attrition. I mean, maybe the Eagles now, even though they're 1-4-1 and they're off to their worst start since 1998, but to put in perspective how bad the NFC East is, there's been only one division that's had a worst winning percentage through the first 6 weeks of this season since the merger in 1970. It was the 1984 AFC North was the only time there was a worse record among any divisions. It's been downright bad. I guess Eagles, with Dak out and maybe some player unrest, I mean, at least the Eagles have a quarterback. I mean, I'd take Philly right now.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. The unfortunate thing is you look at that NFC West right now with what do you got, three teams? I think all four teams have winning records. I mean, even though the playoffs are expanded, we're going to see a really good team with a really good record probably not make the playoffs because somebody has to win the NFC East and get that automatic playoff berth in a home game.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I don't think the NFL playoffs are, you know, of all the playoffs, I mean, I'm fine with the NFL. You can't, you know, judge and base everything around an outlier, in my opinion. But certainly, if it's all about the best teams getting in, that's not going to be the case this year. There is going to be at least one NFC team that's going to be better than the NFC East champ.
Brad Powers is our guest. All right, Brad, I'm looking at the Big Ten. They're going to finally join the party this weekend. They get it going. And I'm looking at this Ohio State-Nebraska game. And I'm trying to find a line here. But I'm thinking with Ohio State getting in so late to the party, you know, with them wanting to really impress the people that vote on the college football playoff, I got a feeling, you know, they're going to try to really turn up the heat on Nebraska. They're at home, and I think this is a game where I'm not going to necessarily say they want to run up the score, but they're going to want to look good, not only win, but look good doing it. I think Ohio State's a good play this weekend. What say you? What's the line, by the way?
Line.
Was it 26?
I mean, yeah, 26-point favorite. I mean, to put in perspective, it's the second biggest underdog role in the history of Nebraska football. Mm. So it's priced in, although Ohio State's own Nebraska. I mean, since Nebraska joined the Big Ten, the Buckeyes are 5-1 against Ohio State, and they've been getting margin on Nebraska to the tune of 27 points per game among those meetings. So I don't think it's a, you know, big value bet, but, you know, call me crazy, but I have a sneaky suspicion that this one's going to be a little closer. So give me – this is a pizza bet. I'm going to take Nebraska. As scary as it sounds, I'm going to take the Huskers plus the 26. Not a lot of talk coming out of Lincoln the last month, and I think that's good news compared to the last couple of years.
Interesting. All right, let's move ahead to Tennessee hosting Alabama. I believe the line is 21. I just think Tennessee's a mess right now. I think this is, you know, with the quarterback situation and how bad they looked against Kentucky last week and then how things fell apart the week before that, the second half against Georgia, I think this has got 42-10 written all over it. I know Alabama's defense is not great this year. They've given up a lot of points and a lot of yards, but I think this is a get-right game for Alabama's defense. I like Alabama big, like major big in this one. What say you?
I think more value on the under, even though, you know, Alabama games are 4-0 to the over this year. I mean, I agree with you. I think Alabama shuts down Tennessee's offense. And if they do, I mean, how is Tennessee going to hold this, you know, historically good Alabama offense in check? Don't see it. So, for me, I would lean Alabama the favorite, and why not? Since Saban took over, they've never lost to Tennessee. They've won by an average of 25 points per game. They've covered by an average of 5 points per game since Saban took over in 2007. I mean, the third Saturday in October has become a tradition. At the end of the game, Alabama's going to light up cigars in the locker room. So this will be the case on Saturday. Lean Alabama, but prefer the under. Under 68. Big number.
And, of course, the big game on Sunday, Brad, our Titans hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers, both teams 5-0, both teams dealing with significant injuries. Lawan for the Titans, Devin Bush, of course, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Charlie and I were kicking around in the first segment. Which team can absorb this loss more, you know, should they lose and keep going forward? First of all, give me your thoughts on the game, and which team do you think can better handle this loss going forward? I say it's the Steelers. Charlie thinks it's the Titans. My internet's not working right now, so I can't see the line. So have at
it,
man.
Well, yeah, right now, money on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a 2-point road favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Not a high value pick for me. It seems about right. I think Pittsburgh's the better team. And keep in mind, Tennessee, they've covered two in a row, but, you know, obviously overtime helped that cover last week. And prior to that, you know, the Buffalo game was a really good performance, but Tennessee was 0-3 against the spread to start off the season. So even though they're 5-0, I haven't been overly impressed with Tennessee. They certainly exceeded my expectations, but not big time.
Right.
Pittsburgh's a better team, deserves to be favored. The second part of your question, I think Tennessee can absorb the loss, so I'm going to agree with Crazy Charlie. I don't think he's crazy here. I mean, look, let's just talk division aspect. I think Tennessee's in really good shape in the division. They can afford a loss, in my opinion. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, I mean, they're still going toe for toe with Baltimore. So Tennessee, in my opinion, can absorb the loss and still be fine.
Brad, when you look at, we always like to talk early MVP candidates this time of year. I know we've talked with you about that before. Obviously, Russell Wilson's getting a lot of play as an early MVP candidate. I imagine Roethlisberger would be, too. Have you seen much of Ryan Tannehill in the MVP talk amongst the Sharps in the desert there?
I have not seen a lot of Ryan Tannehill talk. It was, you know, prior to the blowout loss to Tampa, it was pretty much a two-man race between Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson here in town. Overwhelming favorites, those two guys. I'm guessing, I haven't looked at an updated number yet, but I'm guessing Wilson is now the favorite, even though despite the fact it's well-known, he's never gotten an MVP vote ever in any
season.
That's
ridiculous.
He's the favorite now, although I'll say this. I think Seattle's an overrated team. It's been outgained in all five games. I'm looking to, you know, I love Russell Wilson, but I'm not liking the overall Seattle team, so I'm looking to fade the Seahawks moving forward.
Brad Powers is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. You can go to his website, BradPowersSports.com. You know what? I kind of want to go there with you, to be honest with you. Of the teams with one loss or less, which ones do you think are legit, and which ones do you think are fugazi at this point?
Oh, well, I mean, I think you got to start with the top two teams in any Vegas power rating are going to be the Kansas City Chiefs at 5-1 and also the Baltimore Ravens at 5-1. Those are the two top teams as far as who would be favored over who on a neutral. Those are the clear-cut two top teams. KC probably about a half point better or so than Baltimore on a neutral. Among the other teams, you know, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, I've been impressed. Legitimate, in my opinion, playoff teams, but is either one going to make a deep run in the playoffs? I'm not sure. I just, because Kansas City and Baltimore's in either one's way, I would be surprised if either made the AFC Championship game. So not buying them as much. The one team I'm certainly not buying, Chicago Bears, I think, are overrated.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how.
How are they 5-1, Brad?
Yeah, well, three, you know, double digit come from behind wins. Yeah. So, I mean, that's another team I'm looking to fade in. And keep in mind, market's not buying Chicago, the Bears. I mean, they're a significant underdog this week on Monday Night Football against, you know, the Rams team that isn't overwhelming. But right now, Chicago's a 5.5-point underdog in that one. That shows you that the market, Vegas, isn't buying the Bears right now.
What about the Browns? They're 4-2, but, you know, Baker Mayfield is struggling big time. I mean, the talking heads all over the networks are saying he should be benched. And, you know, I've heard some local talk in Cleveland that, you know, they should move on from him. I mean, this team is 4-2. What say you about the Browns?
Yeah, 4-2 would be pretty much good for any season for the Browns in the last, you know, 25 years. But, obviously expectations are a little higher. I mean, certainly not buying them as even a playoff team, in my opinion, just because, I mean, we've seen them, you know, when they've had to step up to competition, Pittsburgh and Baltimore in division. I mean, it's been a couple of blowout losses. I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield. I don't think you can be a consistent winning team with him under center. But one thing I do like, I think Cleveland's got a really sound ground game. I think they're much better coached than what they've been in the past. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, maybe when it's all said and done, they're right around 500, and I don't get it why Cleveland's complaining about that. I mean, have you watched Browns football the last 20 years? I have. 8-8 would be a great season.
Yeah, it certainly would, but I'm looking at their game. They're at Cincinnati this Sunday, and they're giving up a field goal. They got to be careful in that one. I'd be tempted to take the Bengals in this one because I think, you know, Burrow's been playing well. They've been very competitive, the Bengals have, and this wouldn't surprise me if the Bengals snuck up on the Browns and they're at home and getting a win.
You're not alone. Early money is on the Bengals here. I'd consider it sharper money there. Keep in mind the Bengals competed fairly well in a bad spot against Cleveland earlier this year. Remember, it was Burrow's first road start on a short week. So a lot of money's coming in on the Bengals. Shop around. You might be able to find a 3.5, but certainly Cincinnati plus 3 looks like the sharp side right now.
All right, you got a couple of nuggets for us that we should keep our eyes on this weekend, Brad?
I'm going to give you a premium pick here. Here's one.
Do we have a drum roll, Charlie? Oh, no drum roll. All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, if you're going to treat the NFL betting market like, you know, similar to a stock market, I got to sell high for you here, and it's a total in the Kansas City-Denver game. We're going under. Here's why. Early forecast? 20 degrees and 0.5 foot of snow.
Ooh.
Total right now is like 47.5, 48. Shop around. This total is going to close. I mean, sell high. This total is going to close several points lower than this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have a strong handicap other than Denver. Looks like, among the NFL teams across the entire league, they look like the best under team as it is without any weather. Kansas City's defense, in my opinion, is underrated. You just saw them play a lower scoring game in some weather in Buffalo. Under 47.5, that is a premium pick. Sell high. That number is gonna, you know, bet that today. If you wait until game day, that number is going to be 3 or 4 points lower.
Wow. All right, well, get your plugs in, my man. How can people keep up with your fine work?
BradBauerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, check out past issues of my newsletter. If you like what you see and you want to sign up for the rest of the season, remember, you get college football and the NFL every single game right up every single week. It's $79 to go to BradPowerSports.com. You click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, you're the best. Always a pleasure, man. Enjoy your day, okay?
Right back at you guys. Take care.
All right, there he goes. Brad Powers, always great to talk to him every Wednesday to get the inside scoop on the sports betting world. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about Mookie Betts' great performance last night in the World Series, and Nashville SC really, really creeping up towards making the playoffs in year one in the MLS. All good stuff ahead. Your phone calls as well, 615-844-5600.
With football season approaching, oftentimes I give, quote, gifts to the people. And among the many of you who are not big fans of that segment is my buddy and former BGA classmate, James Warren, who runs Sir Speedy. James, talk to me.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the gifts for the people.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of gifts to the people, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be gifts to the people in the near future.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissants, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m., and make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
NFL Votes is a league-wide initiative to support and encourage voter education, registration, and activation efforts of players, clubs, and fans from now up until Election Day. Inspired by ongoing conversations with players, the NFL launched NFL Votes to empower and improve our communities through exercising the right to vote. Join the NFL family by registering to vote today and make your voice heard this November. Visit NFL.com/votes to learn more.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get-a-test.
Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the bowl.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Pogue, John Burton Show here on Nashville Sports Radio. Greg out today. John Burton, Crazy Charlie with you, 615-844-5600. Coming up top of the hour, Coach Stockstill will join us, talk a little MTSU football. An entertaining game last week, but not the result the Blue Raiders wanted, so we'll talk about that and look ahead with all the good things going on with Blue Raider football. Charlie, you know, in the world of Major League Baseball, you have those guys that make things happen, right? You know, Ricky Henderson was that guy. Tim Raines was that guy. I'm old enough to remember guys like that.
Derek Jeter was that guy. He was that guy.
They get clutch hits. They get on base. They steal bases.
Around them. Yes.
They make great defensive plays. And yeah. Mookie Betts has become that guy. I mean, listen, his credentials are you know, well known. You know, AL MVP. Already a World Series champion, could be on his way to a second championship ring. An amazing performance last night. I mean, it was a great team performance by the Dodgers, beating the Rays 8-3. But just watching him get on base and steal second and just put pressure on the defense and the play he made coming home and, you know, hitting a home run last night to kind of really put some cushion between them and the Rays in game one. You know, local kid. We love watching him. He's just a fun guy to watch. He's a lot more fun now for me as a Yankee fan, you know, that he's not wearing Red Sox colors anymore. I can really, like, you know, relax and root for this guy. But what an amazing player he's turned out to be, and a great kid, too.
JB, every time the Braves got any momentum in those last couple of games in that NLCS, Mookie Betts made a defensive play that turned or took the momentum immediately away. People always underestimate how important the defensive side of baseball is. He's a five-tool ball player.
He really is. Yep.
If you just look at what he does at the plate, you're missing the picture. You're only seeing one piece of it. This guy can run. He can catch. He can throw. He's got the IQ of the highest, maybe, in Major League Baseball, at least up there with
the
highest.
He's like LeBron James in basketball. He just, you know, he just controls everything almost.
And he's legitimately not an intimidating dude when it comes to size. He's just a good, classic, all-round ball player. And to see him utilizing all five tools out there on the field on a national stage has really, I think, given a lot of people an opportunity to see what is so great about Major League Baseball and when baseball is played at the top level and at the top of the game. I mean, he's put together, JB, a highlight reel defensively out there that would win most guys gold gloves over the course of an entire season. He's done it in like five games now. Yes, highly impressive. Difficult to cheer for him when he was with the Red Sox based on where I grew up. But because he's a local, I've always followed. I've always been a fan. I've always cheered for him. And I hope he goes ahead and wins this thing. And for the LA Dodgers, you know, it's been since 1988. Jim Wyatt, I thought, was pretty great yesterday.
Oh, he was terrific.
On the radio talking about that. And by the way, you guys all know out there how much Jimmy loves the Dodgers. If you missed it and you want to hear the first couple minutes of the interview yesterday, just go to SoundCloud.com, search Nashville Sports Radio, and look up Jim Wyatt's appearance from yesterday on this show. The first 5 minutes, he talks about his love history, family connections, and the stress that the Dodgers are putting on him. But back to Mookie Betts. I want him to go ahead and win a World Series, and then I want him to come back here to Middle Tennessee and host his bowling tournament like he always does, and to do all the great things he does in the community here. And I mean, it sure would be awesome to have a two-time World Series champion, MVP, five-tool ball player, and someone that had won on two teams that play in the biggest markets, on the biggest stages, with some of the biggest fan bases in the entire universe for the sport. Mookie Betts, single-handedly right now, is growing the game of baseball.
He is.
Right before the nation and the world's eyes. There are little guys out there, little girls out there everywhere that are watching Mookie Betts go up on that wall and rob home runs and think, I want to do that.
That looks like fun. I want to
do that. And again, we said it. Mookie Betts isn't 6'6", 238 pounds of, you know, pure manufactured Ivan Drago muscle. You know, he's not. You're right. I'm going back to that at some point. Yep. But you know what I'm saying, man.
And we're going to finish that debate, by the way.
You know, he's Mookie, man. He's so easy to get behind. He's so likable, and he's so good at what
he does.
He's
got a cool name. He plays the game cool. He looks cool when he's out there on the field.
If Greg was here, I'd let him tell this, but last time we had Mookie Betts on here was to promote the bowling tournament that I mentioned. So we're talking to Mookie, and we're finding all about the Red Sox and his adventures in Major League Baseball and everything. And then Greg goes to, tell us about the bowling tournament you got coming up. And Mookie's like, well, it's, and you know, it's obvious he just doesn't have the information right there. He's trying to recall it. And in the background, you can hear his mom yelling the information to him. It's on this day. It's at this time. And Greg Pogue, veteran of the business, knows where the moment is. Greg just stops and he goes, hey, Mookie, put your mom on the phone. And Mookie Betts at first was like, and then does. And Mookie Betts' mom came on this radio show in this time slot on this radio station and just laid it out there. She goes, he don't know when the bowling tournament is, and told us all about it and told us some funny stories. I like that family a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm cheering for Mookie Betts. I have no dog in this World Series. I'm hoping for a lengthy, well-played
That's all I want to see.
Baseball series that captures the imagination and brings new fans to the game while not doing anything to hurt things. It's been a really good playoff. You got two game sevens in the LCS. I know that didn't work out the way we wanted at this radio station and the way Braves fans wanted, but you got two game sevens in the LCS round. Now, if we could get a game seven in the World Series between these two clubs and the way they go about it, it would be fascinating. Then you go back to the way we started with all of those teams and all of those quick three-game series. It's actually been a really fun baseball postseason. I think some of it's going to stick around, JB. when we get back in front of the home fans and the home stadiums and all of that, these
from your
series
lips to God's ears on
are going to be so exciting. I don't see the three-game series at the beginning of the playoffs that we had this year. I don't see that going away because it created a ton of excitement, a ton of interest, and we had playoff baseball at 11 o'clock in the morning. It was magical for a couple of days. It was like I was a kid all over again because it's been since I was a kid that I could be home at lunchtime watching an MLB playoff game on television. It was really exciting, and I'm hoping for a fantastic World Series. And again, I'm cheering for Mookie Betts just because he's a local, good family. He's been good to us here on this radio station, and I'd love to see a two-time World Series champion and MVP doing charity events across Middle Tennessee for the rest of his life, because he'll draw, he'll make money, he'll help people, and he'll do incredible things for this community. And while he has opted out and he's not a part of the roster, also locally, David Price is a part of that team. And we know, John, we're not going to spend any time on it, but Red Sox fans are just about
what do you think the Red Sox fans are thinking? That
probably the same
way.
They
traded this guy away because they didn't want to pay the luxury tax.
They probably feel
they traded the AL MVP away.
Think about it. They probably feel about the same way they did after they sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees and watched the Yankees go on to become the greatest baseball franchise in history while they lost the greatest baseball player in the history of the game for $120,000 so that a musical could be funded. By the way, that musical ended up being canceled, and
What was the name of that? No Nanette or something like that?
Good job, JB! Now I'll take you on my trivia team for Yankees history any day.
This day in Yankees history. All right, we'll come back, wrap up the hour. Stay with us.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser maze, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill.
Call 800-204-0145 today
and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
For the ones working tirelessly to keep their coworkers safe, for the ones rising to new challenges, for the ones rebuilding stronger than before, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, and 24/7 support. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NFL is back, and the NFL app has you covered.
Woo! Let's go!
So get ready for football all season long and just tap into the NFL app.
Yeah! Time to go to work!
For free live local games.
End zone, caught!
For free live primetime games.
Unbelievable!
For free news and highlights.
Takes off! He's in!
The official app of the NFL has you covered. Download to your mobile device by visiting nfl.com/mobile or your app store. Certain restrictions and data rates may apply.
Five State Forecast.
your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, Skyscan Forecast. With those daytime hours on your Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny skies will be in abundance. Expect a high of 82 degrees. For the night on your Tuesday, mostly clear skies, around 59. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR, Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Hour number two of our radio program, Greg Pogue, John Burton Show. Greg is Greg's out today, and as we explained at the top of the first hour, you know, just an abundance of caution. You know, we think he's doing okay health-wise, but we want to be sure, so we just decided as a family that it'd be best for, you know, Greg to kind of chill for a couple days, just relax.
Well, I think everybody who listens to the radio show on a regular heard Greg coughing a little bit towards the end of the show yesterday, and hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It's something that was happening, and we talked after the show, and Greg said, you know, hey, man, I don't know what this is, and we all said, well, when you
find out,
us know, and, and until then, just get to feeling better, and I'll say the same thing as I said earlier. Out of an abundance of caution, just doing our due diligence here at WNSR to keep our staff and keep all our people safe and keep the facilities clean. So get to feeling better, Greg.
Exactly. All right. Straight ahead, our weekly interview with MTSU head coach Rick Stockstill and your phone call. Stay with us for hour number two.
WPDQ
Greensboro.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. U.S. coronavirus cases are ballooning. The latest White House Coronavirus Task Force report shows 31 states in a so-called red zone for COVID-19. That includes Florida, where we find ABC's Victor Oquendo.
In just 1 week, the number of new daily cases here in Florida has doubled. This was the one-time epicenter of the pandemic, where we've lost more than 16,000 lives. The death toll here and around the world continues to climb.
COVID cases are up in 44 U.S. states and territories. While Joe Biden preps for tomorrow night's debate, his former boss, Barack Obama, is filling in on the campaign trail. The former president will be in Philadelphia for a Biden drive-in rally. President Trump will be in North Carolina. Talks are set to resume between the House Speaker and the Treasury Secretary in Washington on a coronavirus stimulus package. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is reportedly urging the White House not to strike a deal before Election Day, fearing it could divide Republicans. This is ABC News.
Modernization isn't just a buzzword. It's a buzz revolution. Hi, I'm Future Strong, founder of Modern Modernization Today, and I can take your business into a bold new era where high-tech eagles soar and paradigm shifts grow on trees.
At CDW, we get you need more than buzzwords to modernize. Our experts will assess your business needs, then bring together the right technologies to orchestrate IT solutions that work for you. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/modernIT.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
And now, Floyd Custom Pools is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate military care package and see how you can make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Floyd Custom Pools, serving Middle Tennessee with pride since 2008. For installations, remodels, or repairs, turn your backyard into the oasis of your dreams today and call 615-238-5269. Floyd Custom Pools. Also sending special salute to Miss Martina Floyd of the U.S. Navy.
Pennington Distilling Company is a proud sponsor of WNSR's Pickin' with the Pickers with Greg Pogue and John Burton. Pickers Vodka, Pickers Unplugged Seltzers, and canned cocktails are all available and made right here in Nashville, along with the award-winning Davidson Reserve line of whiskeys and Whisper Creek, Tennessee Sippin' Cream. Learn more by touring the distillery in the nation's neighborhood, by following Pennington Distilling Company on social media, or online at PenningtonDistillingCo.com.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Call now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two of our radio program, Greg Pogue, John Burton Show. John Burton, Crazy Charlie, filling in for the Poguester, who's a little under the weather, so he's going to take some time off to just kind of make sure he's all right. But it is Wednesday, and at this time, we always check in with the head coach at Middle Tennessee State, the great Rick Stock, still join us. Morning, Stock. How are you, Coach?
I'm good, John. How are you, my friend?
Man, we're just making it. You know, we're it's day to day, man. It's just a crazy world out there. 2020, you know.
I'm telling you. So I hope Greg's feeling better. You talk to him. Tell him I said I hope he's feeling better.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be up and around in no time. Like you said, it's kind of like with you and your football program. You know, an abundance of caution. You know, anytime there's any inclination of anything, you want to err on the side of caution. You know.
I get that. I understand that completely, you know, and you never know. You can't, I guess, you know, you can't be too safe, and you'd rather be safe than sorry. So hope it feels better.
Yeah, it's something we've asked you a couple times this week, but how's everything going from your end as far as, you know, COVID protocols with you and your players and all that?
Yeah, about the same. You know, we test, you know, 3 days a week. You know, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, except this week, we're testing Sunday and Thursday because Rice has mandated that we test down there Friday, you know, afternoon when we land. So, you know, we've been pretty good. We have a couple and, you know, then all the contact tracing stuff. But, you know, we're hanging in there pretty good with it. And then, but this week's a little scary just because, you know, a conference game, you're limited on how many people you can travel to an away game.
Right.
And if you get down there and you test on Friday and then you find out Saturday morning the results, you know, you lose a handful of people or a couple people, and then all the contact tracing, you lose a few more. And so it's a little uneasy, I guess you'd say, as a coach, because you don't know what you're going to get when you wake up Saturday morning. So I've spent a lot of time, you know, just here again where the guys are sitting on the plane and on the buses and how we're traveling and all that, just because of all the contact tracing that could come up. So this week's a little bit scarier than you know, the weeks we've had prior to this.
Sure, and we wish you all the best this week going forward as you get ready to play Rice. We'll get into that in just a little bit, but first, I got to look back at what happened Saturday, 52-35 loss to North Texas. Looked like you guys had it all going your way, Coach. You had a two-touchdown lead, another great defensive play by Greg Great. That guy's made some big plays for you defensively. But, you know, North Texas, what they scored, like 31 straight after that. Where do you think things went wrong for you defensively in that game?
Yeah, John, I think it was probably, you know, just a combination of several things, but, you know, I thought it, you know, at halftime that, you know, we were playing pretty good offensively. You know, we'd scored 21 points, and, you know, Greg had his touchdown, so, you know, we had 28.
That was the win-4 combo, Coach, I called it, you know, sack, force fumble, fumble recovery, and a touchdown, the old win-4.
Doesn't happen very often, and, you know, defensively, you know, we'd given up 21 or I think, 21 at the half, but, you know, hadn't played that bad. You know, we created 3 turnovers, and, you know, the second half we were bad on both sides of the ball. You know, they made a quarterback change, and we didn't adjust to it very well. He was a really good passer, like their starter was, but he added another dimension from the running game, and we just didn't adjust very well. We got to do better there, and we didn't tackle, you know, very good the second half and gave up some big plays, some explosive plays, and, you know, they scored on five of their six second-half possessions, and, you know, we didn't do anything offensively. You know, we scored on one of six offensive possessions the second half, and you know, we weren't very good in a lot of areas. We only threw for 40 yards in the second half, so we got to be better there in the passing game. And, you know, we just we didn't play very good the second half on either side of the ball, and, you know, that was the result that we got. So disappointing how we played, you know, embarrassed how we played the second half.
Coach Rick Stockstill is our guest, and one of the things I think, Greg, we're talking about asking you this week is just, what's that like as a coach when you're watching it all fall apart in the second half? Do you feel helpless? I mean, what's that like when you see things just kind of snowball the way it did for you in that second half?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating. You know, you try to think of everything, do everything you can to, you know, to help your players. You know, but I just wasn't able to, you know, to do it. And, you know, we didn't tackle very good. We gave up big plays, and offensively we were bad. You know, there's no way to, you know, other way to say it. And we've got to try to find a way to, you know, help our players, you know, play better than, you know, than what we did that second half.
Sure, no doubt about it. Some of the positives, though, Coach, only one turnover for the game, and Shaitan Mobley, great game, 14 carries, 156 yards, average 11 yards a pop. How much has he improved for you this year?
You know, he's gotten better each game, John. You know, I've said it and told him, he's just got to understand who he is and what he is. And, you know, he's not a make-you-miss guy. He's not a wiggle guy. He's not a, you know, shake-and-bake guy. He's a put his foot in the ground and run vertical, and that's what he's done the last 2 weeks, and we've got to continue to make him a, you know, a big part of our offense. We've got to get him touches. Probably need to get him more touches. You know, he's got good ball skills. He made a great catch on a ball for a touchdown in the end zone. But that's what he did Saturday. He ran behind his pads. He ran physical. You know, he ran tough. He was very patient, you know, in the hole. You know, he had good vision. He set up his blocks well. And, you know, he didn't dance. You know, he didn't hesitate. And if he'll continue to do that, he'll be a very productive player.
Right, and on defense, I know it didn't go well for you defensively, but we talked about him earlier. Greg Great, I mean, he had the interception to seal the win a couple of weeks ago. I mean, 11 tackles. He had the win four combo, a couple tackles for loss. Did he come into your program with a reputation as being a playmaker on defense?
Yeah, you know, he was a really good offensive player in high school. You know, has great ball skills. And like I've said, you know, he started out at corner and then, you know, moved him to nickel. And, you know, now at safety, and I think he's found a home. And, he's, you know, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's got great instincts. He's a very smart, intelligent football player. And he's made a lot of plays for us. And he had a really good game, productive game Saturday, along with Quincy Riley, who, you know, had two, you know, interceptions and then down the punt on the 1 yard line, the play that he got hurt on. So, you know, those guys, when we lost Quincy there in the second half, I think that hurt us a little bit because he was doing a good job, you know, on their skill guys, because North Texas is, they had as good a skill kids as we've seen in a long time at wide receiver, at running back, at quarterback. And, Quincy was doing a good job early.
Well, yeah, you've had a pretty good reputation of pumping out some pretty good safeties. No, got one playing here locally for the Titans, right?
Yeah, he's not too bad.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, you know, really, you know, I love KB. I'm proud for him. You know, happy for him and, you know, the Titans, the start that they're having. And, but, yeah, you know, KB's one of the best to ever play here.
Yeah, and you know what? You mentioned how proud you are of him. I imagine you got to be beaming with pride, not only seeing what a great NFL player he's become, but really one of the leaders for this Tennessee Titans team. You know, he's a stand-up guy. He's become kind of a spokesman for the team. He seems like a guy that likes to talk, but he's just seems like he's got everything, you know, well in balance. You know, his home life, his family life. He and his wife just had their second child, and he's really become a respected leader for this Tennessee Titans team.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised at all, you know, and every time the Titans or any NFL team came through here and asked about, you know, KB, and, you know, I told them all the same thing. You know, he's the ultimate professional. You know, he's got a great attitude. He works hard every day. He's humble. He's appreciative. You know, he'll make your team better just by his presence. He'll make your locker room better just by his presence. And, you know, so I'm not surprised of what KB's done, you know, in any sense there with the Titans. He's, you know, I knew what the Titans were getting when they drafted him. And in my opinion, they've gotten everything that I told them they're going to get off the field and on the field. So he's been a professional since I've known him, since his senior year in high school, and he's done nothing but, you know, prove people right every day that have ever said that about him. So I wish him continued success and health, and, you know, he'll end up being one of the all-time greats, you know, to ever play for the Titans.
I still can't believe he wasn't invited to the NFL Combine. But anyway, we digress. All right, Coach, you wiped the slate clean from North Texas. It's on to Rice this week. What are you learning about the Owls as you get ready to play them?
You know, John, this is a very unique situation that, you know, they've got six games to evaluate us on, and they've been practicing for us for 7 weeks now, and all we've got on them is, you know, the games from last year. You know, this will be their first game, so you know, you don't know what their changes are going to be or have been, and because you know they've made changes, we've got to be ready to adapt and to the new stuff that we're going to see in offense, defense, in the kicking game Saturday, because we're going to see stuff that they didn't do last year. They got a new quarterback, a transfer, grad transfer quarterback from TCU. You know, so you watch him a little bit on film, the film that you've got where he's played, and, you know, they've got, you know, a bunch of new guys on both sides, you know, on offense, and then mostly everybody back, 9 of the 11 starters back on defense. You know, so they got a mature group coming back there, so kind of see what changes they've made and philosophically to their defense. You know, so we got to be ready. There's so many unknowns. They won their last three games last year. They played just about everybody close, you know, last year. You know, so I'm sure it's a confident team and an excited, healthy, hungry team, because everybody's been able to play for a month, month and a half, except them, and now they finally get to play. You know, they've been practicing for a long time, so we've got to match, you know, their energy. But the big thing is, John, we've got to adapt to the changes that we see, because, you know, you think about it, they've watched us for 6 weeks, and each week they, you know, make changes to their game plan, and, you know, we just keep rolling along worrying about the next opponent, you know, so it's a different, unique situation that we're in.
Yeah, no question about it. You mentioned, you know, matching their energy. They're going to be fired up. Like you said, they're healthy. They're fresh. I mean, you know, you guys are six games in. Your players, I'm sure, are a little banged up. I would imagine, you know, the first quarter and a half is going to be critical to kind of match their energy and kind of stay with them, because they're going to be hot out of the gates, you would figure, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be fresh. You know, again, that from an injury standpoint, I'm sure they're, you know, in great health. You know, they've got a great plan for us from what they've seen. And, you know, they're playing at home. It's their first game and all that. So, you know, we've got a lot of things that we've got to be ready for. And again, but you know, we started fast last week. We had a, yeah. You know, we came out really good. You know, we went down there and, you know, got stopped on the fourth down, you know, fourth and one on the goal line, which is disappointing. But, you know, then the defense got an interception. We took that in and scored. So, you know, we've got to have that same energy and start as fast as we can, you know, going on the road, especially on the road. That's always critical if you can do that.
Coach, any part of your team this year surprise you, either good or bad?
You know, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but I'm glad we've been able to create more pressure on the quarterback. You know, we've got 16 sacks, you know, through six games and really five games because you weren't going to get any sacks against Army because they didn't throw it.
Right.
So you figure we got 16 sacks in five games where we only had 11 last year in 12 games. So, you know, I don't want to say I'm surprised because we spent a lot of time on that, but I'm happy about that. You know, disappointed that we haven't been able to run the ball better. We're starting to do that the last couple weeks. You know, disappointed. I thought we'd be able to, you know, create a little bit more bigger plays in the passing game. You know, coming back, you know, we haven't been able to do that. And you know, like I said, you know, we only threw for 43 yards in the second half, you know, last week. And, you know, we got to be better than that. We've thrown, you know, we've turned the ball over, we've thrown too many interceptions. I wish we could have, you know, I wish we could turn them over more than what we have. You know, we haven't created a lot of turnovers, but in the last couple of weeks we've been a little bit better in that. So hopefully that's a trend that we're moving in that direction. So, you know, so I don't think surprised, you know, the right word, but, you know, I'm pleased with some of those things I said, and I'm disappointed in some of the other things that I've said.
MTSU head coach Rick Stockstill is our guest. Coach, when you talk about, you know, wanting to run the football better, how much is that scheme and X and O's, and how much is that just attitude with the Jimmies and the Joes?
You know, it's a good question, John. I think, you know, in our situation right now, we're getting so much man coverage, and people are overloading the box. Because we're not a consistent threat, you know, of throwing the ball where we're consistent enough throwing the ball where we're, you know, that they're afraid to get beat over the top, or they're afraid that, you know, they're going to give up a big play in the passing game, because we haven't been able to create that. So, you know, that makes it a little bit harder on the running game because you're outnumbered in the box. So I think it kind of goes, if we can be better throwing the ball, you know, that'll help our running game. If we can, you know, be better, a little bit more consistent, you know, in the running game, you know, that might help our passing game. So, you know, we're just, you know, we're having a hard time, you know, creating plays in the passing game. It's hard work right now, you know, going 4 and 5 yards. We're relying so much on Asher in the running game, that hopefully now with Shaitan that, you know, we can take a little of that off of him. But I just think, John, if we can be better in the passing game, create more explosion plays in the passing game and be a little bit more consistent throwing the ball, you know, that'll help our running game.
Well, Coach, we wish you all the best of luck this week against Rice. We always love having you on every week, and enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Appreciate you, my man. Hope you guys have a great day, a great week, and stay safe out there.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you.
All right. Head Coach Rick Stockstill from MTSU. Always great to catch up with him as we get you ready for MTSU and Rice. But we'll take a break, and when we come back, Charlie, I want to talk about what the Dolphins are doing with Tua, whether you think it's the right move. I do, and I'll tell you why coming up.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello. It's me. The designer jeans in your closet. The back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look, and I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Slim Chickens is known for our 100% all-natural chicken tenders and perfectly fried wings. But our new dry rub wings are where it's at. Available in two flavors, House Cayenne Ranch that blends cool with a kick of cayenne, or Classic Lemon Pepper that brings a tangy zest. Try them as a meal or party tray, but get them while you can. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or picking it up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR Skyscan Forecast. For the daytime hours on your Wednesday for the middle of the week, sunny skies will be in abundance. We expect a high near 82 degrees. For the nighttime hours on your Wednesday, clear skies around 60. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I almost forgot I was doing a live radio show here. Your phone calls are welcome, 615-844-5600. Greg Pogue, John Burton Show. Greg and Greg out today. John Burton, that's me. Crazy Charlie, that's him. Holding it down for the Poguester. Again, 615-844-5600. Charlie, the news came out yesterday. We actually had it on our show that the Dolphins are going to start Tua Tagovailoa in their next game. And he's going to be their starter for the remainder of the season. Ryan Fitzpatrick started the year, started the first six games, went 3-3. They're basically in the hunt for a wild card spot right now. A lot of people are wondering why make the move, but I say why not. Tua is your future. Ryan is just there. He's, you know, he knows his role. He knows he's there, and he's only going to be the starter until they feel Tua was ready to go. You see all these other rookie quarterbacks lighting it up. You know, Justin Herbert's playing well. They haven't won, but he's played well. Joe Burrow's played very well. They haven't won, but he's played very well. So why not now? I mean, he's your future. And you know what? I look at the Miami Dolphins, right? I started watching ball in the 70s, and I know that the Pittsburgh Steelers are credited with being the team of the 70s, but that was the latter half of the 70s. The first half was the Miami Dolphins. They went to three straight Super Bowls. They won two. They had the perfect season in 72, going undefeated and all that. And I really think, and they had some good years with Marino, you know, but only got to one Super Bowl, didn't win, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think the league, the NFL, needs the Miami Dolphins to get good again, and they need an affable, likable guy to be their leader and starting quarterback. And I think Tua checks all those boxes.
Just commenting on the franchise, first of all, they're one of the easily the most recognizable franchises in NFL history. And when you're one of the most recognizable franchises in the NFL, you're one of the most recognizable franchises, period. Everybody knows the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins have an incredible history.
All
incredible
those great
players,
Hall of Famers. You know,
Hall of Famers. Yep. All of the things. Yeah. All of it. All of it. Yep. We know about it. So, yes, the NFL is good when the Dolphins as a brand are better, at least consistent and in the playoff hunt. This year, why go to Tua now? Because they were going to go to Tua in game one if he was 100% healthy. The plan has always been, as soon as he's ready to go, we're putting him on the field to get the experience, because while the record looks good right now, it's not about this year.
Right.
Yes, currently, they're the second best team in the AFC East, but are they?
Right.
Other than currently right. with record, are they the second best right. team in the AFC East? No, they're not. Legitimately, they're the third team, because nobody's worse than the Jets. It's not scientifically possible. But you're legitimately the third place team in the AFC East. The Patriots are going to get going. The Bills are yep. going to keep going. Mm-hmm. Tua is about the future. You're building the confidence now. You're building the franchise around him now. Get him the experience. Get him on the field. Get him comfortable. Get him in building those relationships and that chemistry with his wide receivers and his tight ends and his offensive line. And that way, next year, when you're ready to go, maybe next year's the year. I still don't think next year is going to be the year for the Dolphins. But the way young quarterbacks progress as quickly as they do nowadays, I can't write that off. For this year, it's the right move. Fitzpatrick knew when he signed. Fitzpatrick knows when he signs anywhere that he is there to perform a specific role. He might be the greatest beginning of the season starter slash handed over to the young guy quarterback the league has ever seen. He handles it with grace and yep. class everywhere he goes. He has the finest jersey collection in probably NFL history.
Amazing.
And he goes, he makes his starts, he wins a couple games, he puts up some good numbers, he does just enough to earn himself another contract on another team performing the same role, and because he doesn't complain, because of how he does handle it, NFL teams, who are always in the quarterback drafting cycle, look to him and go, he is the perfect stopgap for whether it's five games or a season, or maybe a little bit longer than a season. He's the perfect dude to plug in because he's reliable. He'll run your offense. He'll get you some points. He'll maybe win you a couple of games. And then he'll move on with class to hold the clipboard, help train.
Right.
You saw his reaction the other day.
Oh, it was great. He's urging the crowd to cheer on Tua when
Tua
he came in.
Tua completes a one-yard yep. pass, and there's Fitzmagic yep. over there on the sideline jumping up and down, flapping his arms like he's Mark Bavaro
saying,
at the Super Bowl.
Hey, get behind this guy, folks. This is your future
and
right
that's,
here. The
that's
future
why
is now.
Fitzpatrick is as good as
what
he
a class
is
act
at
that guy
what
is.
He does. And that's why he'll be doing it again
yep.
somewhere else, probably next season, or the Dolphins might talk him into sticking on. But this is a dude who does enough to earn that next contract, and his contracts aren't league minimum. People, believe me, Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to retire with a lot of money made yep. in this league. He'll know everyone in the league because every single person will be his former teammate. And when he decides if he wants to go into broadcasting
oh
or
gosh.
Something like that, he'll be the most well-connected
he'll be
former
the most
player.
Well-sought-after broadcaster potentially since Romo
yeah.
because he's smart, he's Ivy League, he's seen it all, he's done it all. I mean, you know, Like
he
you
handles
said,
it well. JB,
like that guy could have went and been a, you know, an engineer at a Fortune 500, but he's like, I like playing ball. I'll play wherever you want me to play. I'll play for as long as you want me to play. When you want me to sit, I'll sit. Like you said.
Maybe too expensive because other teams are out there looking for him to be that starter stopgap guy. But, you know, a team like the Titans, don't tell me you wouldn't put Fitzmagic over there on the sideline as your backup because you know if you needed him, he drops the clipboard, he runs the offense, he comes on in, and he handles the business until you don't need him to handle the business anymore. Then he grabs the clipboard and he cheers everybody on.
Right, exactly. You're absolutely right. Nashville SC, great win last night over FC Dallas at Nissan Stadium. And, Charlie, we could be having playoff soccer here in Music City. Great win last night. Randall Leal scored in the 19th minute, and that's really all they needed. And a beautiful goal by Daniel Rios. Just that little herky-jerk stop-and-start deal that he had, and he buried it in the corner. I mean, you know, FC Dallas had a couple of opportunities, it looked like, but it seemed like they were on their back foot all night. Great performance by SC.
When the highlights package for the season of MLS is put together and created, not Nashville SC's highlights package, the league's highlights package at the end of the season, that goal right there to put the team up 3-0 will be featured prominently. It was a soul-snatching goal. Inside, outside, watch the defender fall down,
broke his
the
ankles.
Keeper, put it just inside the post. There's not a thing about that that wasn't absolute perfection. You mentioned when the team got up 1-0, there were some scary moments. There were a couple of opportunities that were just completely whiffed by Dallas. Dallas missed the inner post a couple of times. They had a header that was absolutely should have been put in. And you could tell by everyone on their team put their hands up in the surrender cobra after after missing it because they knew that was a squandered opportunity. JB, we talked about this team being pretty damn good defensively as an expansion team. They were doing a good job. They were keeping a lot of clean sheets. They were earning a lot of draws. They were keeping themselves moving forward in the standings. Well, all of a sudden, in these last few weeks, they're starting to put it together on the other side of the pitch as well, offensively, starting to really pick things up. I mean, three goals again last night. That's awesome. And for the small crowd that was able to be in attendance, you were loud, you were proud, you were well heard on national television. And yes, I did hear the Nashville Predators goal chant after one of the goals was scored, possibly after the third goal was scored in that game. But a great effort by Nashville SC. They're doing a fantastic job of keeping themselves right in the middle of things for a potential playoff berth. The top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference will get in with the 3 points last night. Nashville SC honestly moves himself into very good position with not much of a schedule left to go. And if MLS has to, because of cancellation, go to the points per game rule instead of the points for victory rule, when the Nashville SC is in even better shape because of the games they missed earlier in the season. So defensively, outstanding. Their keeper has been incredible, and offensively they're starting to put it together. Nashville SC is going to make the playoffs as an expansion team, JB, and I think that they are going to be a threat. They're certainly not going to roll over for any of the bigger clubs. They're going to be an incredibly difficult out. What an incredibly strange year for Nashville SC as a first-year franchise to go from 69,000 at the first game back on February the 29th to limited occupancy last night, but the goals are coming. The defense is holding. The players are hopefully getting healthy. Mukhtar's got to get healthy and get back in. He's a pivotal part of the success of this team. But JB, Nashville SC is making noise, and I think that they're not only a playoff team, but I think that they're going to be incredibly difficult based on just simply the fact they give up so little. Defensively, they're so tight, so sound, and their keeper is always seems to be there when they do break down. That's a tough out right there. They really will be a tough out. It's incredible to see. It's an expansion team.
They're back home Friday night against New England Revolution, so they get to stay home for the week, which is good, and we'll see how they fare. Hopefully, they can get a proper result on Friday. Let's go to the phones and check in with Clay. Clay, how was the chicken, my man?
JV, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Now, JV, I need to discuss something with you.
Let's do it.
We left the station at the same time yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was right behind you getting on 440.
Oh, geez. You don't want to be there. I'm not a good driver. I'm just not a good driver.
Next thing I know, you're nowhere in sight.
Yeah.
So I think I'm not the only one that's got a heavy foot.
Yeah, I know. I had a training appointment. I had somebody I had to train. So I needed to get home, get something to eat, change clothes, and then get to the gym. So I was in a little bit of a hurry. But I did see you behind me for a little bit anyway.
I was headed to Bellevue just like you, JB. It's just you left me in the dust.
Yeah, well, you know. That's what I do. How was the chicken?
Boys, that was the main reason why I called. I texted Pogey last night. And he ought to be a master chef. It was delicious.
Yeah, it was good, man. I remember when he made it for me, and Charlie's had it on numerous occasions. It's good eating, man.
A little rice, a little green beans with it, JB.
There you go. Keep it balanced. Good job.
So let's talk some sports. This is a sports talk show, by the way.
Last I checked, yeah.
So y'all were talking about earlier and y'all were kind of on different sides, you know, who could basically handle losing the game, you know, better. And I kind of see both of you guys' sides, but I do kind of agree with Charlie, because as far as winning the division, I think the Titans are in an easier division mm-hmm. than the Steelers are.
Yeah, I you know what, that's certainly, you know, really the only threat right now is Indianapolis, and I don't, as we sit here right now, I don't believe the Colts are as good as the Titans. They have a better defense. I will give them that. But I think top to bottom, 1-53 or 1-48, however many you can dress on game day, I think the Titans are better.
But, JB, you know, I agree with you, too, because in a sense that I'm concerned about this game, because I totally agree with you. Let's face it. The Titans could be 1-4 just as easily as they're 5-0. They've walked the tightrope four times in four wins, and I just don't see them being able to do that against the Steelers. I don't see this team being able to put up, you know, high 30s or 40 points on the Steelers' defense. So the bottom line is, if you ask me, you know, it's all about the defense of the Titans Sunday, because – I don't see them scoring that many points, so the defense has got to step up and do their job.
Yeah, this would be a good week to get a pass rush going, get a couple turnovers, shorten the field for the offense, because it's going to be tough sledding for the Titans offense against the Steelers defense, especially without Taylor Lewan, I believe. I think you're right there.
And the other thing about this, JV, is, you know, we're supposed to play, what, in week three, correct? And now they're playing in week seven.
I think so, it was week four, whatever it was. But, yeah, okay. I see you
anyways,
working.
Yeah, the point is, you know, they made the Steelers play a bunch of games in a row, just like the Titans are having to play mm-hmm. a bunch of games in a row. And I look for an angry team. I think the Steelers are probably going to be kind of ticked off about
sure.
that.
Well, the Steelers are always angry. But, yeah, trust me, I know Mike Tomlin. I covered him, you know, for a lot of years. And that's going to be a motivating factor. I'm sure it's going to be, hey, these are the guys that – messed up your season. What are you going to do about it? You know, you're going into their place. All the hype's on them. Well, we'll show them. Trust me. They're, you know, the Steelers always play with a chip on their shoulder, but that chip will be extra big when they walk into Nissan Stadium this Sunday for sure.
JB.
Yes.
You're my hero. Just watch your speed, okay?
I'll do my best. I can't promise you anything. Thank you, Clay. Have a wonderful day. Mushroom Clown Clay checking in, and he won his bet, right, Charlie? He got his beer butt chicken, so all is well, other than Vandy not having won a game yet and then breaking out with COVID-19. But other than that, all is well in Clay's world, and we're happy about that.
Just a quick comment about how Pittsburgh's going to be mad. First of all, it's Pittsburgh.
Right.
They're always mad.
They're always mad.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
You could send them a basket of puppies,
mm-hmm.
some free pierogies.
Mm-hmm.
They're still going to be mad. It legitimately does not matter.
Yeah.
But my comment on that is this. The Buffalo Bills were madder than hell. Their schedule was ruined. They weren't told who they were going to play. They didn't have time to prepare. They were furious. And they came in here with a chip on their shoulder ready to beat the Titans into submission. Only problem being... listen to the post-game commentary. Listen to Ryan Tannehill lead his team as he says, they were pissed, we're pissed. You dragged our reputations through the mud for the last 14, 16 days. You accused us of everything under the sun. You insulted us. You insinuated that we cheat, we break the rules. He said that in his post-game commentary. So, I ask you, when it comes to the chip on the shoulder and being pissed off, how do you actually measure it when you don't know who's madder at who? Yeah, I bet the Steelers are pissed off. The Titans are softening them up. They're making their game against the Ravens more difficult automatically just by the scheduling changes. But the Titans are pretty pissed off, too. And as far as I can read across the entirety of the internet, the Titans' slander has not even slowed down. Though there are probably 12 other teams now that have had cases, cancellations, games moved, and other such things, not a single other team gets mentioned. It is every single day. The Titans ruined football. How? The Titans should lose draft picks. Update your browser because they've come out and said none of that's gonna happen.
Right.
None of it. There may be a monetary fine for failure to wear masks at the facility for all times. Yes, but that even that hasn't come out yet.
Right.
So for everybody who's beaten up, had fun, made jokes at the expense of the Titans team, all you did was piss off Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, and the rest of the group, and now they're playing with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, but I don't see 42-16 on Sunday.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It would be wonderful to see. But
I don't see 42-16 either way. I see black and blue football being played.
Oh, it's going to be
a
bare knuckle fist fight.
I see this one being very close, a lot closer than a lot of the games that have been this year. And I legitimately think, I'm not going to say a playoff feel because that's too easy, but it will have that big game feel. I wish it was isolated out from the rest of the schedule.
I'm surprised it didn't get flexed.
I thought for sure it would be flexed, but hey, maybe that's another thing. That enough with the moving Titans games around. You know, maybe that's what somebody brought it up at NBC or the league office. Said, let's flex it. Enough with moving the Titans. Yeah. We don't want to hear the Steelers complaining anymore. But, John, it's a big game feel. And it's the first time in 5 years the NFL has had two 5-0 teams go up against each other. The AFC mountain is being set right now. I think the Steelers are higher than the Titans on that mountain based on what I've seen so far this season.
Yep.
But the Titans can come out with a chip on their shoulder during Pittsburgh week at home and strike a blow not only to their old division rivals, but to the entirety of the AFC itself and move to 6-0, setting themselves at the top of the mountain along with, you'd have to say, the Chiefs, even though the Chiefs would not have as good a record as the Titans after this weekend.
No question. Still time for you to talk about this game, whatever you want. 615-844-5600. Back after this.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up.
Heard that right.
They're giving you $50 in free sunk credit to register.
Verify early. No deposit required.
FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason.
They've got odds on all the biggest sports.
And a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for
to lock in.
Unlike other sports books, once you win,
FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours.
Because it's the right thing to do.
But right now, the right thing for you to do
is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Check out their fantastic app for yourself.
Just be sure to sign up and register
using promo code WNSR
so they know we've sent you.
When you verify your account,
receive $50 in site credit.
When FanDuel Sportsbook is live.
That's promo code WNSR to get $50 in site credit.
When FanDuel Sportsbook is live.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes. 800. 800-